Amber Rubarth is a folk singer and songwriter who can make her music sound like she's just sitting with you in the quad talking about her life. Amber's going to be playing at the Hotel Cafe tomorrow evening, and she has a new live album called Sessions from the 17th Ward. Amber, what's your songwriting process like?
Oh, it's so different. You know, I just wrote a song a couple days ago, and it sort of shook me again, which I really liked those the best. You know, sometimes the process is a little bit more steady and a little bit more of a, you know, something that I feel like I have control over, and I just dig in a little bit and let it soak in and then think about it and come around to it. But the songs that I really love writing the most are the ones that kind of hit me over the head and surprise me. And I think a lot of, I guess there's two different processes. One of them feels like I'm sort of leading it, and the other one feels like it's leading me. And I prefer when it's leading me because it, you know, I think that no matter what, songs aren't just to express what we know, but they're really to teach us about something. And when you get to this quiet spot and you listen to it, it feels like it always will teach you. Like it will always show you something that you couldn't have said yet yourself. So I feel like I try to get there.
What do you consider one of the most important things that your songwriting and your music has taught you?
Oh, boy. A lot of times it's looking at something or admitting something that I didn't want to admit or that I wasn't ready to see. Like, that's what I'm thinking about, the song that I just wrote a couple days ago, and that was, I feel like all the shakes or something, you know, all the things that really shake me and move me in songs are always when I wasn't ready to see something, or I thought it was something else, and then it comes around and is like, no, this is actually what's honest. You know, because I think we all play a lot of games inside of our head, and, you know, we think we see things a certain way, or we would rather see things a different way. And so I feel like it, you know, it doesn't have to be songwriting, but however everybody does it, their own process of finding the stillness where you're really listening more so than talking. That's the part that I really love about songwriting.
Will you be playing your new song in addition to the ones on the Sessions from the 17th Ward when you make your appearance in Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, I think I definitely will be playing this new one, and I'll be playing a lot of the new stuff from Sessions also for LA. Yeah, I'm really excited for that show coming up, actually, because Dave Agar, the cellist, is coming out with me for that. And it's going to be him and a great drummer named Adam Criscow, and a really wonderful bass player named Michael Valerio that I've worked with a lot. So it's kind of like my dream band. And it's the first time that Dave and I have played out on the West Coast together.
What's the new song that you wrote a couple days ago for which people need to be listening?
It's called You Got Through. And it's I don't know if I want to ruin it. I'll just play it when I get out there rather than talk about it. Yeah, it's called You Got Through, though.
We will be listening for that one. And finally, what would be your advice to anybody who dreams of doing what you do professionally, being a singer and a songwriter?
To me, I think the biggest thing is really being courageous with vulnerability. Not that everybody has to write about, like, the most touching, moving things in their life, because, you know, there's a lot of songwriters that are my favorite who write more stories and stuff like that. But I think that really being courageous with vulnerability, like with going deep in something and following an idea and going to places that might feel uncomfortable emotionally. Because I feel like the songs that have moved me the very most in life are always ones that do that, that sort of look at details and they really, like, dig into something. You know, and I think that that's, for my listening at least, like, that's so much more important than figuring out what the right form is or, like, having a good tempo or anything like that. You know, like, the songs that really hit me are always the ones that just are, they dig in, like they really dig in past where you think that you should dig, you know, and really go down to that next level. So that's always my thought on it, and that's always my goal for myself, is to just, like, dig in and get as deep as you can in an idea and then talk about it, you know.
Amber, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Daw. It's so nice.
That's folk singer and songwriter Amber Rubarth, who's going to be performing at the Hotel Cafe in L.A. tomorrow evening, November 16th. She's appearing with Dave Agar at 11, and she's going to be singing new songs from her recently released live album, Sessions from the 17th Ward. And, as she mentioned, there are going to be some even newer songs, like the one she was just talking about, You Got Through, that she's written since the album's release in October. You can find out more about her music on her website, amberrubarth.com. That's amberrubarth.com. And for more details on her performance tomorrow evening, Hotel Cafe's website, in case you didn't have it, is hotelcafe.com. That is hotelcafe.com. Dot Cannon with you. You're listening to Over Coffee this afternoon. More coming up in just a moment here on LanserRadio.org.